February 8, 1911 Love renders Jesus happy. Louisa is the paradise of Jesus on earth. Continuing in my usual state, I spent about 6 days all immersed in the love of my blessed Jesus, to the point that, at times, I felt I could take no more, and I would say to Jesus, "Enough, enough, I can take no more." I felt as if I was in a bath of love that penetrated deep into the marrow of my bones. Now Jesus would speak to me of love and of how much he loved me, and now I would speak of love to him. The beautiful thing is that sometimes Jesus would not let himself be seen, and I, swimming in this bath of love, would feel the circle of my poor nature crack. I would lament to him, and he would whisper in my ear, "Love is I, and if you feel love, it is sure that I am with you." Other times, as I would lament, he would say in my ear, "But all of a sudden, Louisa, you are my paradise on earth, and your love renders me happy." And I, "Jesus, my love, what are you saying? Do you want to make fun of me? You are already happy because of yourself. Why do you say that you are happy because of me?" And he, "Listen to me carefully, my daughter, and you will comprehend what I am telling you. There's no created thing which does not receive life from my heart. All creatures are like many cords that come from my heart and have life from me. By necessity and naturally, everything they do is all reflected in my heart, be it even one movement. As a consequence, if they do evil, if they do not love me, they give me continuous bother. That chord resounds in my heart with sounds of displeasures, of bitternesses, of sins, and forms in it such lugubrious sounds as to render me unhappy on the part of that chord or life that comes from me. On the other hand, if it loves me and is all intent on contenting me, that chord gives me continuous pleasure and forms festive and sweet sounds, which harmonize with my own life. And on the part of that chord, I enjoy so much as to be rendered happy and to enjoy my own paradise because of it. If you comprehend well all this, you will no longer say that I make fun of you. And here is what I would say about love, and what Jesus would say. I will say it with some nonsense and maybe also disconnected, because the mind does not adapt itself completely to words, "Oh, my Jesus, love are you, you are all love, and love do I want, love I desire, for love I long, love I supplicate, and love I implore of you. Love invites me, love is my life, love kidnaps my heart deep into the womb of my Lord. With love he inebriates me, with love he delights me, I, all alone, and only for you. You, alone and only for me. Now that we are alone, shall we speak about love? Oh please. Let me comprehend how much you love me, because only in your heart can one comprehend love. Do you want me to speak to you of love? Listen, my beloved daughter, my life is love. If I breathe, I love you. If my heartbeat says to you, love, love. I am mad with love for you. If I move, I add love for you, with love I inundate you, with love I surround you, with love I caress you, with love I dart through you. With love I flash through you. With love I attract you, with love I nourish you, and sharp arrows I send to your heart. Enough, O my Jesus, for now, I already feel faint with love. Sustain me in your arms, enclose me in your heart, and from within your heart, let me too give vent to my love. Otherwise I die of love. With love I rave, with love I burn, with love I make feast, with love I languish, with love I am consumed. Love kills me and makes me rise again more beautiful to new life. My life escapes me, and I feel only the life of Jesus, my love, and in Jesus, my love, I feel immersed and I love everyone. He wounds me with love, he makes me ill with love he embellishes me, and makes me ever more rich. I can say nothing more. Oh, love, you alone understand me. You alone comprehend me, my silence tells you even more. In your beautiful heart one says more by keeping silent than by speaking. and by loving, one learns how to love. Love, love, speak, you alone, because being love, you know how to speak of love. Do you want to hear love? All creation tells you love. If the stars twinkle, they tell you love. If the sun rises, it gilds you with love. If it shines with all of its light in its full day, it sends arrows of love to your heart. If the sun sets, it tells you, it is Jesus that dies of love for you. In the thunders and lightnings, I send you love, and smacking kisses I give to your heart. It is love that runs upon the wings of the winds. If the waters murmur, I extend my arms to you. If the leaves move, I clasp you to my heart. If the flower gives out its fragrance, I cheer you with love. All creation, in mute language, tells you, in chorus, from you alone do I want life of love. Love do I want, love I desire, for love I beg from within your heart. I am only content if you give me love. My good, my all, insatiable love, if you want love, then give me love. If you want me happy, then speak to me of love. If you want me content, then render me love. Love invests me, love makes me fly, and brings me to the throne of my Maker. Love shows me the uncreated wisdom, it leads me into the eternal love, and there do I set my home. Life of love, I will live in your heart. I will love you for all, I will love you with all, I will love you in all. Jesus, seal me completely with love inside your heart. Empty my veins, and instead of blood, let love flow in them. Take away my breath, and let me breathe air of love. Burn my bones and flesh, and weave me completely, completely with love. May love transform me, may love conform me, may love teach me how to suffer with you. May love crucify me, and make me all similar to you.